Thank you for calling Web TPA Provider Services for the Prudential Medical Programs. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. I can help you with things like eligibility, benefits, claim status, and more. How can I help you?
Claim status.
Would you like to use our automated fax back system?
Yes.
Are you calling about claim history or eligibility?
Claims.
Sorry. Let's try this another way. For claim history, press 1. For eligibility, please say or enter your 10-digit phone number. You entered 44058667667. Is this correct? Sorry about that. Let's try again. Let's try again with your phone. You entered 44058667667. Is this correct? Please say or enter your 9-digit tax ID number. Sorry. Let's try this another way. You entered 47113934. Is this correct? Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI number. You entered 10537099956. Please say the 9 to 16 character member ID. Sorry.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Joy. Can I have the member ID number, please?
Yeah, hi, Joy. This is Alex Parker. I'm calling from the provider's office, and I would like to know about the claim status. The member ID is 007093629-01.
How about a patient's name, date of birth, please?
That would be Melinda Hope. Date of birth is February 9th, 1993.
Okay, thank you. Before we proceed to your concern, you said your name is Alex?
Yes.
And the callback number that I have here for you is 440-586-7667, correct?
That's right, yes.
Tax ID is 471-139-334.
That's right.
Thank you. I just want to inform you that a patient's effective date January 1st, 2022, and it's still active. So for the claim status, then I have the date of service and total charge.
Date of service is July 15, 2024, and the total bill amount is $748.65.
Okay, thank you. And by the way, are you registered with AVLP?
Yes, we are registered.
Okay, thank you. Just a courteous reminder, you can also check status of the claim through AVLP portal, okay?
Okay.
Let me check this one here in my hand. Thank you. All right, so by checking here on my end, we received this claim on October 15 of 2024 with a claim number of 10152024, E for echo, 011787. and this claim was finalized on October 18 of 2024. So status of this claim was approved with a net pay of $63.09. So there's no patient's responsibility for this.
Okay. Can I have the payment information, please?
Yeah, sure. Let me check that one here.
Okay.
Bear with me. Alright, so the pay date was on October 24th of 2024 with the payment reference number or check number of 430-875, and this comes with a single check. So by checking here, do you happen to know if this check has already been received?
Actually, we tried to locate this check in our, bank, but we couldn't find the check. So, can you just, send a request to reissue the payment through EFT or another check?
Yeah, sure. Because of the checking here in Mayan, it's still outstanding as well. It hasn't been cashed yet. And let me confirm the address that I have here. It is Coriel Interventional Radiology LL, 1786 Harmonyville Road, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, 194-658-551, correct?
That's the address, yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. So let me just go ahead and process the reissuance here. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm, okay.
One moment.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I've been requesting a reissuance for this payment. Allow us more time because it usually takes 2 to 4 weeks. Okay.
Okay, and you said it was a single check for, let me give you the amount. Yeah, you said $63.09, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for that information, Joy. And yeah, I'll just take the reference number now.
Yeah, sure, that would be 25-003-413-030.
Okay. Perfect, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's all, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.